Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Continues. I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Julian Young. You're going to be speaking to Clement Chu, CEO of Apex Investment Services Berhad.
Good morning, Clement. So the stock market got to quite a strong start in January. Where do you see this going in 2017?
Well, there's been a significant number of developments in the last 2 months, Julian. I think since the U.S. elections, markets have priced in high fiscal spending and lower income taxes in the U.S., and stocks which have benefited from an expansionary environment like the banks have rallied. But on the other hand, I think we've also seen a series of economic data points which shows that the global economy is improving. I think the takeaway from all this is that since the U.S. elections on November 9th, world markets have rallied 6%, Asia about 4%, but the KLCI has rallied around 2%. But I do think with the improvement in the cyclical data points, we may be seeing a much improved equity environment in the next 12 months.
In fact, the traders over there in the United States are cheering at Dow having hit at the 20,000 milestone because of the Trump rally, and they're at the moment trying to assess whether this Trump rally would have legs. What are you expecting in terms of how much this will influence the investors over here in Malaysia?
Well, an interesting data point in the U.S. is that typically markets do not peak until well into 12 months before a recession. I think when we look at the outlook for the U.S., it doesn't appear that we'll see a slowdown in the improvement in the economy till maybe well past 2018, if not 2019. So the current environment for equities will probably continue, although investors may be underestimating a few things that the Trump administration may do, for example, on the new trade policy. So that's an area where we think that investors may be slightly complacent on.
And also, Malaysia has been performing not in lockstep with what's happening in the United States. In fact, Malaysia has been giving out quite bad returns over the last 3 years. What do you think 2017 will hold? Will this kind of poor performance continue?
Yeah, absolutely right, Julian. It's been a tough 3 years for Malaysia investors in general. I looked at the data in the last 30 years, and it's the first time that our market has fallen for three consecutive years. I think this is quite unprecedented, and the index has lost about 12% since the peak in 2014. But from this alone, I think there's a good chance that the market will show a positive return in 2017. One of the key reasons is that, apart from mean reversion, by end of this year, the market will start to discount 2018 earnings, and I expect 2018 earnings to be better than 2017. Furthermore, I think if you look at commodity prices like oil, it's been steady. Palm oil has improved. With the cyclical upswing that we're seeing from the external economies, that will be good for our exports. So net-net, I think we should show a positive return in 2017.
And I think the views of investors would in no small measure be influenced by what's happening with the ringgit. In fact, foreign investors would be looking at this as part of their overall returns as well. Where do you think the ringgit would go this year?
I think the ringgit has found a flaw in the short term. I think Bank Negara's measures on the conversion of export receipts into ringgit will result in a few billion ringgit of net demand for our currency. And you may notice export numbers have picked up in November. You know, electronic and electrical exports were up about 13% year on year. That's very consistent with the cyclical uptrend that we discussed earlier on. And I think all this should lead to a modest recovery in the ringgit. However, I would say that in the longer term, what drives currencies is actually a country's competitiveness. And therefore, I think for policymakers, I think we'd have to look at issues such as structural competitiveness. And we mustn't miss the forest for the trees, so to speak.
So, Clement, given this background, what would you buy and what would you sell in Malaysia?
On the sell side, I'd be a bit concerned with the huge supply of retail, office and hotel rooms that's coming on. I think the data points would look slightly worrying. So I'd be careful to, I'd be very selective on the property developers or companies which may be exposed to these segments. Consumer food companies are very overowned. They're fairly priced and may be impacted by higher prices for commodities. So we would be underweight this segment. On the positive side, we do own big caps like Tenaga and Genting Malaysia, which is under-owned, has got new growth catalysts. And then on the slightly smaller cap space, we own companies which benefit from the cyclical upturn, such as Wellcall. We discussed this in our last interview. And also resilient names like Spritzer, which produces mineral water.
Thanks so much. And that was Clement Chiu, CEO of Apex Investment Services Berhad. And now Tan Cheng Han speaks with Wayne Koh, Head of Research with Fullerton Markets.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.